Good evening, Patriots. This is Pragmatic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Tuesday, February 18th. This thread began yesterday, on the 17th. Those of you following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub, QMap.pub, QAlerts.app. For those of you who would like to get notifications on your Android devices, there are the QMap and QAlerts apps in the Play Store. If you have not had a chance to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm, it is written for people who don't know anything about Q. I explain the very beginning of Q's operation. I explain how the Chans work, why Q posted there, explain game theory, disinformation, a lot of the basics that are kind of fundamental to understanding Q's operation. So if you're looking for a good red pill for friends and family, you might want to check out my book. My theme for this broadcast is, it's going to be a hot summer. Spring and summer, Q actually said. All right. For the benefit of those who are new to Q, I'd like to look back at a few key posts that provide some context for some recent drops by Q. This is on the 17th. So in November of 2017, Q hinted that Loretta Lynch was offered a deal by Bill Clinton during their meeting on the tarmac on June 27th of 2016. Q wrote, "What was negotiated on the tarmac between Bill Clinton, BC, and Loretta Lynch? Remember, it was expected Hillary was going to win during this time period. What if the wizards and warlocks," that is an inside term that Q uses for his group, "tipped off a local reporter as to the supposed unscheduled stop? What if the NSA, under the personal direction from Admiral Rogers, had this meeting miscategorized and logged under a false identity to prevent bad actors from locating the recording file, while also verifying to said players all was clear, no logs? What really happened when the Wizards and Warlocks revealed what they had was Comey forced into the spotlight shortly thereafter, not by choice. Right before the election, no doubt, which would cast suspicion. These are crumbs. You cannot imagine the full, complete picture." This is just a partial of Q's post from November 1st. All right, so Q suggests that Comey was actually confronted with the information that they had, and that forced him to go out a few days later and make a very uncomfortable revelation, which that was on July 5th. Comey's infamous, "We're not going to prosecute Hillary."
Good morning, I'm here to give you an update on the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton. What I want to do is tell you what we're recommending, but first, let me tell you what we found. 110 emails, 52 email chains have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains are top secret, 36 of those chains secret, and 8 contain confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything I did was admitted. There was no law, no regulations.
On February 6th, Q told Anons to keep public interest high regarding Uranium One, the FBI informant, the Iwan brothers, who were connected with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Pakistani Intel, Muslim Brotherhood, and the tarmac meeting between Loretta Lynch, LL, and the deal that she got with Bill Clinton, which Q, for the first time, notified people it was about a Supreme Court deal. And also added that Antonin Scalia, AS, was likely murdered, 187. 187 is California Penal Code for murder, and Q uses that often to indicate homicide. All right. So 2 months later, on April 15th, President Trump tweeted his suspicions about a deal that Loretta Lynch made with Bill Clinton on the tarmac and agreed with Q's assertion that it had to do with a position on the Supreme Court. So here's President's tweet. April 15th, Comey throws A.G. Lynch under the bus. This was an interview that he did. And the president asked, "Why can't we all find out what happened on the tarmac in the back of the plane with Wild Bill and Lynch? Was she promised a Supreme Court seat or A.G. in order to lay off Hillary?" No question mark. More like a statement. No golf and grandkids talk. Give us all a break. So Q then, the same day, April 15th, reposted the drop from February and said, "Coincidence, Supreme Court Loretta Lynch deal drop, POTUS tweet, tarmac coming soon to theater near you. And Q was trying to get Anons to pick up on the connection between his original post in February and the president's tweet in April. Q then said side-by-side graphics are important. To be clear, Loretta Lynch was promised the Supreme Court position of Ruth Bader Ginsburg when she either stepped down or passed away. Coordinated, planned, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, big problems. And then Q got after the Anons. Hey, where are the autists? Hey, where's my side-by-side graphic? Come on, guys. So once Anon said, we're making it now. And then came up with this graphic showing Q's original post, more recent post, and then the president's tweet talking about the tarmac. And Q responded, perfect example of why we are here. Thank you, Patriot. Thank you all. And then Q added this, focus should also be on the Supreme Court promise. It was only dropped here. POTUS validating drops via Twitter per planning timing. Future proves past. Comms understood. So Q was just reminding Anons that the information about the Supreme Court deal that Bill Clinton made with Loretta Lynch was not provided anywhere else but on Q's board. And then in April, it got confirmed by the president. And then over here, interesting drop. This was the same day, April 15th, SC equals Supreme Court, RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and then Antonin Scalia, AS. 187 was murdered, Clown Black Brennan. So Clown is a reference to CIA, and this is a black op. So Q is kind of hinting that the CIA, one of their black ops was to get rid of Scalia. They didn't do an autopsy. That was just a certificate of death signed, and that was it. Q then posted this. We made sure a reporter was there to capture. These people are stupid. So Christopher Sine, a local reporter from Phoenix, broke the story after he'd received a tip from a trusted source. Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch said their meeting was unplanned and they denied discussing investigations of Hillary or anything else that would interest the public. The Inspector General report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation found discrepancies in the stories about the tarmac meeting. This is on page 203. An OPA supervisor said Bill Clinton's Secret Service detail contacted Loretta Lynch's detail to arrange a meeting at Bill Clinton's request. So the IG report says now this actually was a planned meeting, and then Q posted that link to the IG report. Also posted a link to a tweet by our friend Carly, who goes by Carluska P now, and said this, page 203, this is the quote from up here. The OPA supervisor said that he later learned that former President Clinton's Secret Service detail had contacted Lynch's FBI security detail and let them know that the former president wanted to meet with Lynch, although Lynch's staff was supposed to receive notice of such requests. Witnesses told us they were not informed of the request from former President Bill Clinton. And then Q asked coordination, date of tarmac meeting, date of Hillary investigation and announcement, 1 + 1 = 2. It's going to be a very hot, and then brackets, spring, summer, Q. So the tarmac meeting was July 27th. Comey's announcement to end the investigation was July 5th. And there's going to be a lot of interesting things coming out this summer. This is the interview that Carly got queued for.
Right. So from the get-go, this just didn't add up, did it?
Not at all. When I broke this story, we knew that something had occurred here that was a bit unusual. It was a planned meeting. It was not a coincidence. It was planned. It happened. And this details everything that they don't want you to know and everything they think you forgot. But Bill Clinton was on that plane for 20 minutes. And it wasn't just about golf, grandkids, Brexit. There's so much that doesn't add up. And even as time has passed, there's so much, I think, that even Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton
have forgotten. How do you know it was planned and not just a happenstance? Hey, look, our planes are next to each other.
I have a source that walks me through it from point A to point B to point Z. Mm. And my source saw it all unfold and says when Bill Clinton arrived at the airport, he waited. He knew Loretta Lynch was taxiing. The plane was moving. He then sat and waited in his car with the motorcade, her air stairs come down. Most of her staff gets off. He then gets on as the Secret Service and FBI are figuring out, how in the world are we supposed to handle this? What are we going to do? You know, this story isn't about right or left, Republican, Democrat. It's about right and wrong in journalism. And that was my focus of this. Mm-hmm. It's about real journalism, getting to the facts.
Well, why do you think this didn't get more attention then? I mean, you look at the way that Attorney General Bill Barr is being treated now. You look at the way that the Trump administration has been treated. You think that this would be worthy of more attention than it received and also more scrutiny. Why didn't it get that?
You and I are on the same page on this. As journalists, you have to ask yourself, why are people not delving into this? Why are we not looking into what exactly happened? Loretta Lynch, in December of 18, she went before House Judiciary Committee, House Oversight Committee, excuse me, and testified. And in there, right, she mentioned that Bill Clinton flattered her, talked about Eric Holder, talked about how things were going at Justice, talked about her job performance, not this golf grandkids, right, Brexit.
Well, and you've paid the price for this career-wise. What kind of, you know, what kind of threats or what have you received?
Well, my family received significant death threats shortly after breaking this story. Credit cards hacked. You know, my children, we have code words. We have secret code words that they know what to do. And that's why I came back to WBMA, ABC 3340 in Birmingham, mm-hmm, because when I was enduring the death threats, it...
And if you're interested in checking out Christopher Sein's book, Secret on the Tarmac, it's available on Amazon. I don't know if it is available through Barnes & Noble or any other bookstores, but I know it's available there. Alan Dershowitz says he has an FBI 302 that proves that Barack Obama ordered the FBI to investigate someone, that person's identity has not been disclosed yet, at the request of George Soros. The identity has not yet been disclosed because this is part of a lawsuit that Dershowitz is going to file, hasn't filed it yet, and doesn't want to make the name of this person public. So Q posted a link to a tweet by Ryan Saavedra, who posted that article, and also posted an old drop from December 23rd of last year. And Q wrote, watch and listen carefully. D's, Dems, threaten and call independently elected officials to fall in line, follow orders, or face being ousted. Who controls the D party? Who really controls the D party? Threat, if a major political party can be controlled, does that represent a clear and present danger to the United States of America? GS, George Soros is in brackets. And then on the most recent drop yesterday, Q wrote, purpose, D's install numerous rules and regs regarding D party nomination winner. Define superdelegates. How do you control the outcome? Why is the outcome important? When George Soros, GS in brackets, calls, who races to answer? The illusion of democracy in brackets, Q. So George Soros is the one who pulls the strings of the Democrat Party. Superdelegates are used in the Democrat convention to counterbalance the vote of normal delegates. That gives people at the top the ability to sway the outcome of the nominating process. It is the illusion of democracy. It's funny how Democrat voters will scream about the Electoral College being unfair, but their own party denies them the democracy that they demand. A little bit of irony. All right. 45 Harrison Herald was cued for his guess about who Obama spied on at the request of George Soros. And he writes, is this who George Soros had Hussein investigate?
There was tremendous corruption against me. If we feel there's corruption, we have a right to go to a foreign country. And just so you know, I was investigating. Okay, me, in my campaign, I ran, I won. You won't say that, will you? I was investigated, and they think it could have been by UK. They think it could have been by Australia. They think it could have been by Italy. So when you get down to it, I was investigated by the Obama administration. By the Obama administration, I was investigated. So when these people talk, but as far as I'm concerned, what I want to look at and what we want to investigate, anything having to do with corruption.
So Q posted a link to that video and then wrote this. Do people really believe this attack can happen against the President of the United States and nothing will happen? Moves and counter moves, Q. Unfortunately, yes, there are a lot of people who believe that you can attack the president, try to remove him from office, and nothing is going to happen for them. I don't happen to be one of those people. I think something is going to happen to them. Q then responded, to be blunt, game over, Q. Indictments are coming. D-class is coming. It's all coming. People are waking up to the fact that the mainstream media are a major part of what is wrong with the world. Having a discussion with my stepson, and he is not exactly a Trump supporter, but he recently came to the conclusion that the mainstream media is a large part of the problem. People are waking up. So Q posted this. It's a meme. Time magazine being kind of converted from the White House into a Russian building. And the text here is, people around the world are waking up to the fact, not fiction, that corporate D-party officially controlled, six corporations own 90% media, fake news is not unbiased journalism, but politically motivated and controlled. Statements, not facts. Think for yourself and stop being a sheep to their narrative. They will be held accountable. Nobody walks away from this. Q. And wanted to bring this up in case you're interested. A new article from the American Thinker about Q. You can go on there and check it out. The Silent War Continues. This is from Deborah Franklin. That's a pen name. She or he, whoever this is, has been writing some pretty good articles about Q lately. If you're looking for some information that you can give to friends or relatives or anyone who's interested, she's been putting out some good information. Also, insightful observations on what Attorney General Barr is up against. This is a Zero Hedge article. Coupgate, a localized civil war is now underway in the DOJ. Really good article. That gets us caught up to Q for today. Please keep Denise and I in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.